Hey guys, it's the Great Debates.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it ever?
It's Healy, time.
What's up? Are you here?
I'm ready. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Healy's ready. Okay, well, let's just do a dang micro debate.
Jump right into it.
We got a timer set up, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm on the time. Three minutes on the clock.
Here's your topic. We waste no time here at the Great Debates. This micro debate topic is the quote-unquote paper method is weirder than the quote-unquote water method.
I'm Steve Healy. I'm taking the pro, and we're talking about wiping your butt.
Okay.
We here in the Western world use a method where we take pieces of paper, harsh, abrasive paper, and rub them on our butt, and it gets the excess trash off of our butt, and then we throw the paper in the toilet. In a lot of the world, they use either like a hose-like device or a bidet, or in the crudest form, a bucket of water that they splash up and wash their butt off. Which of these methods gets your butt the cleanest? The answer is the taking the paper method. Paper method. Weirder is paper because it has... Well, how do you wash something?
You all right?
Yeah, I just lost track of which side I was on.
Okay, just keep going.
But paper is definitely weirder. It's obvious. Yeah. Why? Because what other part of your body... What other part of your body do you rub with paper? That's insane. It's crazy. It's bad for the environment. We're generating huge amounts of paper. You have to go buy paper. The way that you wash is with water. The less weird method of washing your butt is to wash it with water.
Okay, if you are, so the thing is that I'll use your words right off the bat. What other part of your body would you use, would you clean with paper? If you had a small stain, let's say you got mustard on your arm.
Okay.
Are you going, and the analogy here is the duty surrounding your butthole.
Yeah, I'd put it under the sink and wash it off.
Yes, but washing it off is very different than splashing water on it. Here's what I'm asking. Would you rather take a paper towel and wipe your arm, or would you rather take 2 tablespoons of water and splash it on your arm? I'd much rather take 1 paper towel. It's going to get more of the mustard
off.
This
is a self-limitation of 2 tablespoons.
There's a second problem. Okay, as much water as you wanted to splash it on it, then your arm is left wet and still has mustard residue.
But you can dry your
arm off.
There's
a second problem to your argument. You're claiming that there's a correlation between cleanliness and weirdness. And I say to that, that's not necessarily the case. And I would actually venture to say they're both equally weird. The idea of using paper to clean your butt is just as weird as splashing water on your butt. Maybe one is more efficient than the other. I don't think that's really the point. One of the advantages of using paper is that you have a barrier between your hand and fecal matter. And I would argue that that not only makes it cleaner, but makes it less weird in a general sense because you don't have to touch duty with your hand.
Okay, but now you're flushing paper down your toilet, which is weird. You have paper
with
poop.
Why is that weird?
You have to look at evidence of what you've just removed.
Billions of people flush paper down their toilet, and no one has ever once said, what am I doing here?
We came up with this, but that doesn't make it not weird.
People came up with splashing water on their buttholes.
That's natural. That's what primitive people probably... That's what you lived in a cave, you pooed, you went down to the river, you washed your butt.
The definition of weirdness has nothing to do with how far we've come since caveman
times. No, it has a lot to do with...
It's not a question of evolution. It's a question of unusualness.
Man.
I could have gone all night
that
on that one.
That should have been a main.
Yeah,
probably.
We fucked up.
We screwed that up.
He killed you.
But Steve. That's good. Leave him wanting more.
Yeah, he destroyed you.
You're crazy, really?
No, and it's not. I thought, wait, is it just because I use paper like, you know, most of us? No.
Because you didn't have an argument.
He brought the energy.
I'm baffled.
You were
usually,
the back
I think
foot
you're.
The
you're
time.
Wow, oh. Man.
Yeah, sorry, bud. No, Medina's right.
I hate to hear that.
I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry.
Well, hey, you know, you give it to me straight, and that's why you're a great moderator, but I'm shocked to hear it.
Let's see what our listeners say. Hit us up on Twitter, GreatDebate69.
And let us know what method you use, and if there's a new method we're not even thinking of.
I mean, isn't the least weird method what many people do now?
I thought you actually left an argument on the table. What? Obviously, paper is the way we all use it. It's less weird.
But
we're talking
not,
about I mean, weirder. Paper is less weird to us.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, sure. That's another argument. But to me, the least weird method is what people are moving towards, which is like the moist towelette version.
People are moving towards that?
Really? Oh, Healy, you got to. You're not using wet wipes?
Oh, I when I run out, if I have some wet wipes around, it just seems like they're kind of more precious.
Yeah.
What kind of weird chemicals are living below the poverty line here? Invest in some wet wipes. What'd you say, Healy?
Aren't there like weird chemicals
in wet wipes? No, you get wipes? The baby safe ones. They're made or of honest company. Kind of no, they're fine for your butthole.
Foul poison.
Is it like no, a you get the finishing agent or is it the
you
whole thing?
You can do it however you want. I mean, maybe I feel like we're getting into too much detail here.
No, but, not but enough.
I find it's the hardly, most freshening hardly way to do it. I'm just something to think you. About. Guys, try it. See if it changes things.
I hear
sleep naked, wipe with wet wipes. That's what I say. Hey, before we forget, just really quick, we should mention we're doing another live show.
Yes.
Medina, what are the details?
Okay, we're going to be at UCB on Sunset. That's the new UCB.
Yeah, UCB Junior.
We're going to be there on October 10th, 10:10, at 10:30.
Should we stop calling it UCB Junior? Is that like dismissive?
I don't think anyone cares.
Okay.
And you can go to the UCB website to get tickets, just whatever, Google it. You've done it before. Do it again. It's going to be fun. We're going to have
It's going to be super fun.
Do you think Jameson will be there again?
She might. Jameson was a guest who came on stage. She was a volunteer. She couldn't have been more fantastic. She was a welcome, sort of like different energy than you or I or Medina can provide. She was great. I hope
let's,
she comes.
Let's just say that we hope that Jameson will be there again.
You know what? We're going to find the next Jameson.
That's also true.
Healy, are we into host chat?
Yeah, we're into host chat. We're deep into host chat.
Well, let's talk.
Okay.
I saw a new state capital recently.
listeners, get out your notebooks.
Circumstance brought me to Helena, Montana, and right. I had a chance to go to the state capital of Montana.
And you said, well, I gotta go.
I was like, what's to do here in Montana? And
right.
The person at the place where I was staying said, you've got to see our state capitol. We get a lot of people who come in here and they're seeing all 50 state capitals and they save the best for last. And they're never disappointed.
When he said a lot of people, what do you think he means? Like he meant some people.
Well, there were only two people staying at this place the night that I was there.
Okay, tell us about the capitol.
It's pretty good. Yeah. I've been to Massachusetts, Ohio, California, and Texas. Are you being sarcastic?
Totally sarcastic. To list the states of which capitals you've seen, who cares?
Well, I'm comparing how good
just,
it is.
Just hear, well, I have a couple of
responses. You're getting cocky because Medina awarded me that micro, which I think was bad for your ego.
Can I be honest with you, Healy? Yeah. I'm surprised that you haven't seen more state capitals, and I thought you were going to list the 28 capitals that you've been to. And
maybe I was. You didn't give me a chance.
But who wants to sit here and go listen to you go like, I've been to Salem and Harrisburg and Austin.
I'm getting dragged across the rails today. What did I do wrong?
We're trying rough you up and pump you up.
Okay, so you've seen about 5 or 6 state caps.
Yeah, I'd put Montana in the middle. It's a pretty good state capital. Mm-hmm. It's not big or anything.
What's your favorite state cap?
They do have two big murals of Montana women.
Yeah.
They're like super psyched about the women that have done a lot of stuff. And they have two statues of the heroes of Montana. They've got this woman named Jeanette Rankin. And the quote under her statue is, I will not vote for war.
Okay.
That was like her thing. She was cool. Like in the first election she could ever vote, she ran for Congress. Pretty cool. Anyway, the other statue is of this guy, and I forget his name, but the quote under his statue is, men, do your duty.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a Healyism.
Yeah. Well, the story behind that quote is he was at the miner's court. They had arrested a highwayman and put him on trial for murder, and they decided he was guilty, and they were going to hang him. And then people kind of got cold feet about it. Men,
do your duty.
Do your duty.
Oh, so it's
and
not,
they strung them up.
Yeah, that's your jam right
that
there.
That ain't great.
That's a little bit about Montana.
Healy, favorite state capital? What is it? The building
Texas.
Itself.
Austin.
Yeah, that's a nice one.
That's a nice one.
Well, I don't know how I'm gonna
I
do
really
want
to go to Montana this fall. I think.
Oh, great!
I want to do a drive up there.
Cool.
So I'll check that out.
You haven't been to other... I'm surprised you never made it to, like, Montpelier or anything like that.
No, never been to Montpelier. Someday.
Augusta?
We can all dream. A boy can dream.
A boy can dream about driving past... What about... You must have driven past the Hartford State Capitol on your drive.
I'm talking about the state capitol building.
No, I know, but, like, you have to, like, be in it for it to count?
You gotta be in it for it to count. Gotta be in it. Might as well win.
You got 45 left.
Guys, let's do a debate, a main event debate.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Is
yeah,
that baby. Cool?
Yeah, please.
I'd love to.
For heaven's sake.
This is a listener topic. Matthew G.
I love listener topics.
Matthew G., thanks so much.
Matthew G.
Well, oh, before we get into it, but by the way, can I say, I know there's some people I owe Great Debate swag to that haven't received it.
Hey, man, it's cool.
Send me a reminder. With me. If you haven't received it, send me a reminder. I know we got Kyra in Edmonton. There's a guy on Twitter. I'm backlogged, but I'll get to it.
We'll get there.
So it's a very simple system. We use your... if we use your topic, you will get swag, and if we don't send it to you, just send us a reminder, and then we might send you the swag.
You will get the swag, but you might have to remind me to send it to you.
Yeah.
It's a humble podcast, The Great Debates.
It's very homespun. Yeah.
Guys, I got this topic for you that Matthew G. sent in. Healy's on the pro. And this topic is, I think you could call it topical.
Oh.
So here you go. Topic is, Kanye West would make a better president than Donald Trump.
I'm Steve Healy.
I'm Steve Healy. You're going to take the pro.
I take the life-affirming side. And in this one, there's no question. I'm a mean old man. I hate losers. I inherited $400 million from my father and went bankrupt several times. I think all Mexicans are rapists. That's one option. Other option.
What was that?
That was Donald Trump.
Not your best.
Here's the other guy. I am a creator. I created an empire from nothing. I'm a genius of music. I'm totally in touch with the times. I am harmonious with the moment. I get it. I understand it. I am Kanye West. I married the woman who is the most obsessed subject of obsession in the United States. That is my woman that I made the mother of my child. I am a natural born king. I stand on the stage and issue my maniac declarations and people listen to them. I should be the president of the United States. Kanye West absolutely is better than Donald Trump. He should be the president of the United States. In a head-to-head versus Donald Trump, there's no question who's getting my vote.
What do these things have to do with being president?
Everything.
Hey, Healy opening statement. You talk about marrying the woman who's the national obsession. What good is that going to do us? It might distract us more than anything. Not to mention, it's not like Trump's wife is, a hideous cretin.
Who's Trump's wife now? I don't even
Melania.
Know. He can't even keep track.
I can. It's Melania.
What's she like?
She's gorgeous. What's that?
Tell me about her. What's she like?
She speaks with an accent. She has her own line.
Possible foreign spy.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. Can I?
Oh, you're fine with the president being married to a possible foreign spy?
Yes, I am. I bet it's happened before. Can I have my opening statement, please?
Take it. The opening statement you got to take. Nobody's going to give it to you.
Opening statement.
Look, there's a lot of things to make fun of for Donald Trump. Is he a terrible guy? Yes. Would he be a terrible president? Absolutely. He'd be one of the worst presidents of all time. Does he stand for deplorable things? Of course. Is he a racist? It definitely seems that way. Is he a psychopath? Or a sociopath, or however you want to define it? All anecdotal signs point to him absolutely being a monster. Would he be a better president than Kanye West? Yeah, he would. I hate to say it. Why? At least he has some experience with fiscal responsibility. He's a businessman. His experience in some way overlaps with what it takes to be president. He's been the CEO of his company for decades. Would his policy be questionable? Yes. Would it be worse than what we've had in the past? Not really. Would he be able to? Why am I asking my own questions? I don't know. Yes, he stands for terrible things, but it's not like he's actually going to be able to build a wall between here and Mexico if he were elected president. Those things wouldn't happen. What would Kanye West actually do as president? I would imagine it would be a disaster. Obviously, if you can imagine, not that this is the only criteria, but if either of these people were elected president, you can imagine how the stock market and the international world of finance would react to each of these people being elected president. if Kanye were elected president, we'd be in probably an instant worldwide depression. If Donald Trump were elected president, I think there'd be chaos, but it wouldn't be nearly as bad as if Kanye were elected. That's why
You're absolutely crazy. I don't know where to begin demolishing your premises. First of all, Trump.
I would say that's probably due to your weakness as a debater.
Trump,
because most people can identify the weakest part of someone's argument and start there, and that's what I did.
Trump has been a terrible businessman and manager of properties. He's gone bankrupt several times. If he'd just taken his dad's fortune and invested it in the stock market, he'd be richer than he is today.
Do you know that for a fact?
I'm roughly guessing it. It's hard to tell with Trump because he lies.
I know where to start to tear down your argument. You're throwing out fake facts. How's that?
He lies so consistently about his own net worth, it's hard to say. And I haven't looked at the numbers. I don't know.
Kanye West lies regularly as well. He's full of half-truths. They happen to be more likable than Donald Trump's, but what is the difference between lying about your net worth and having a overly grandiose vision of your place in the universe?
What's the job of the president really? Is it day-to-day administration? No. It is to express and carry out the will of the American people, to embody and express that, to translate it to the world, and through your personal presence and your excellence and your messages and your beliefs, to transmit to the world what the will of the American people is.
Absolute bullshit. One of the first responsibilities of the president is to surround yourself by people who are capable of delegation, of things that you're going to delegate to them. Who is Kanye West going to surround himself with in his cabinet? And who is Donald Trump going to surround himself? Obviously, I'm not
going to... Donald Trump's going to surround himself with flunkies and sycophants as he had for his entire career.
Conservative assholes and
Kanye
whoever.
West is going who to, cares? Through the magic harmony that he possesses, he's going to find exactly the right person for every single job. He's already done it. For the job of his wife, he found exactly the perfect person. For the job of his producer, presumably the most perfect people, his music is fantastic. Doesn't he have an eye for talent? Didn't he put a finger on Kendrick Lamar? Isn't he a guy who, everywhere he goes, he finds these great people? What about his career in feuds and battles? 10 years ago, he was fighting with Taylor Swift. Now she's presenting him with an award. This is a turnaround, man.
The truth is, if you've read anything about Kanye West and what he actually intends to do...
I've read almost nothing about Kanye West.
Well, great. Then I have another flaw in your argument. I'm here to educate you. Kanye West is actually a bad businessman. He doesn't know what to focus on. He believes in a way too far-reaching...
You think Donald Trump is what to focus on?
Yeah, at times, yes, he's
Atlantic City. That's my first pick. Totally destroyed, went bankrupt. I don't know if he had to personally file for bankruptcy, but all his businesses went bankrupt.
Yeah,
now, basically, he's just a figurehead, and he stands for cheap, corny luxury, so people hire him and put his name on their crappy golf courses and stuff. But he is no kind of serious businessman.
Well, he's a serious
Kanye West is a guy who
you can't deny that he's like actually at least overseen real estate transactions of a multi-million, if not billion-dollar scale.
Kanye West's
business model is so far-fetched. He has no idea what he's doing. He wants people just to invent stuff and just like put his name.
He wants to inspire invention and innovation. That's the kind of thing the president should be doing. Now, what has Donald Trump been doing? I, as a matter of fact, have been reading Trump's book, The Art of the Deal.
Right.
And on the first chapter, he walks you through a week in his day, and this must be like 1989 or 1990. What's he doing? He's suing the NFL because he's trying to create the USFL. Total disaster, failure.
Not at all. In fact, he helped create the USFL, and the USFL would have been successful had they not gotten overeager and moved their schedule to the fall to compete against the NFL.
You can't say stuff like this. This is what you're going to say when President Trump invades Canada. And you're going to say, no, not a failure. Would have been successful had they not gotten overeager and lost all the American armies invading immediately.
Healy, you might be right, but I might be the one sitting here saying, you're going to be the one defending President Kanye West, saying like, if he hadn't told us all to wear purple robes and to, shoot our karmas into outer space on space doo-doo crystals, then it would have been fine. But he thought that was a good idea, so we did it.
Do you think Kanye West is going to have us all wear purple robes and shoot space doo-doo crystals?
I have no idea. He doesn't actually stand for anything. He's just he's more of a figurehead to me than Donald Trump is. By the way, I want to actually have serious points
finally.
Here. Yeah. Donald Trump actually has one or two decent ideas. He has in the past at least stood for increasing the tax on the mega rich. That's something that I think we all agree is something that would be good for this country. So he has some
of the huge part of art of the deal, a huge part of art of the deal is railing about the taxes on the mega rich. So who knows what side he will finally come down on? Yeah, now it's popular when he's talking to Iowa voters to talk about this, and he has personal
He said these things when he was apolitical.
He has personal enmity against bankers because they keep saying to him, "You took our money and lost it all," so he doesn't like them, and he a lot of his statements are
that's great. Like, I don't care where his reasons, whatever his reasons are for hating bankers, I'm fine with anyone who wants to regulate the banking industry and separate banking from investment.
He doesn't
want
to regulate the banking industry. He wants to punish his personal enemies through the tax code.
That's fine. His personal enemies in this case happen to be morally corrupt assholes.
Well, sure.
Not unlike himself. He's a bad guy. There's no way around it. I don't like him. I don't want him to be president. But he'd be a better president than Kanye West. What is Kanye West going to actually do as president? What would that actually look like?
I can't even conceive of it. What was Kanye West? What was music like before there was Kanye West? It's hard to imagine.
Very similar to what it is today.
And now he invented almost identical music. How about the performance? No. Now, look, the one thing about Kanye is I think that he has a great, correct attitude of modesty and humility. No one man should have all that power, he says. Now, Donald Trump is on the exact opposite end of the spectrum.
Quite a walk.
Here's a guy who's just every statement he ever says is arrogant and ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm not gonna argue the idea that Donald Trump is like a egomaniac.
Enough with this. Do we really want a crotchety old white man whose looks, business attitudes, marriages, everything about him was formed from values from like 1983. Everything he had was handed to him on a silver platter, and he either fucked it up or accidentally landed in semi-success. Or do you want a guy who's a self-made man who represents a new the new multicultural future of the United States?
What are the multiple cultures? Who's a visionary. What are the multiple cultures that he represents?
Well, his wife is Armenian and he is black.
Uh-huh. And how has he brought the Armenian-American experience to the forefront?
Well, I couldn't tell you too much about Kanye's positions on the Armenian-American experience, but I bet you the Turks would come apologizing for that genocide if President Kanye were trying to go visit Istanbul. They would change tunes real fast.
Well, if that ain't multiculturalism that we can all enjoy, then I don't know what is, Healy. I think it's time for closing statements.
Okay, we're faced here with a choice between two guys.
Well, that's actually not at all what's happening. We're faced with an arbitrary debate.
Well,
about
in the
two
point
people
of this debate, we're faced with a choice between two guys. Right. One is a crotchety, sociopathic guy who said horrible things about women, minorities, immigrants. Basically, everything out of his mouth is disgusting and offensive. Or
and the other is Donald Trump.
Dave,
Kanye West has said horrible
Dave
things too.
Closing statements.
The other guy is a man of vision and who creates something out of nothing, who believes in his capacity for imagination is boundless. That's the guy who I want in the White House.
Okay, the job of president is not to create something out of nothing. It's not to have an incredible imagination. You're not fucking Dr. Parnassus or whatever his name was. The job of being president is to deal with other countries. It's to deal with the economy of this country. It's to deal with the military. And whether or not I like him personally, which I don't at all, Donald Trump would be better at all of those things than Kanye West would be. That's my final statement.
Wow. The idea of shooting my karma into space.
Yeah. Well, I was grasping at straws a little bit. I acknowledge that.
No, I thought that was really good.
Also, isn't the job of the president, we both sort of like, the job of the president is to protect the Constitution of the United States, right?
No, that's the Supreme Court's job.
What is the presidential oath of office?
My understanding.
What is the presidential oath of office?
Oh, well, maybe it is. Maybe you're right.
Yeah, I think it's pretty much defend the Constitution.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Well, the Constitution's terrible, so I'm not sure who would be better at that. Topic for a different time.
Steve, I thought you brought good energy this time.
Thanks.
Didn't help, but you brought it.
I don't know, man.
I have a question for you guys related.
Yeah.
Today, we're recording this on September 14th, 2015.
Okay.
What do you think the chances are right now that Donald Trump will become president of the United States?
9%.
I'll say, around 10%.
That's pretty good. Mark Caracello, our producer, is in the Great Debate Studios. Mark's going as high as 15.
Mark's going high.
I'm going to say 6%. I don't think it's very high.
I think Americans like to scare themselves. I think with Sarah Palin, too, we were like, how close can we get to this being the thing?
Yeah.
It's kind of a thrilling rush. Yeah. It's like a roller coaster ride or like a bungee jumping. So I think we'll get Trump as far as we can get him.
I agree. He's fun to have along on the ride. That's what I think.
Did you guys see who's replacing him as the host of Celebrity Apprentice?
Yeah, I love it.
Yes.
It's perfect.
Arnold. That's
great. Perfect casting.
So good.
It's really, as soon as I heard it, I was like, oh, he's the only guy who could do that. That's perfect. That is perfect. A man of equal psychopathy who could be an equal level of monster. Yeah.
Well, dudes, I thought that was pretty good. I want to remind all our listeners that we're going to be live in Los Angeles on 10/10 at 10:30. I want to thank listener Matthew G. for submitting that excellent topic.
Mm.
I thought both of you guys were pretty spirited there.
That was fun.
Any final thoughts before we sign off? No. Sounds like no. Sounds like really no.
Really?
He's shaking his head. Okay.
Shaking his head. He's taking his dick out.
That's the thumping sound.
We'll see you next time on The Great Debates. I'm living in that 21st century, doing something mean to it. Do it better than anybody you ever seen. Do it. Screams from the haters. Got a nice ring to it. I guess every superhero need his theme music. No one man should have all that power. The clock's ticking. I'm tripping off the power. The system broken, the school's closed, the prison's open. We ain't got nothing.